The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Na, 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 Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 Chuck and Chernoff. It's 3 o'clock on the dot. You know what that means. It's time for Matt Lanna and the King. Na, 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 Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Driving home in the traffic jam. But we got Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Na, 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 Chuck and Chernoff. Na, 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 Chuck and Chernoff the Fan.
Yeah, come on. Oh, wait, that's not my line. Chuck and Chernoff as we get her going in our 3 o'clock hour. Now, it's Thursday for the real, like, working folks. It's kind of our Friday. Braves have their opener that was banged today because the weather will go off tomorrow at 3:05. You'll hear it on the Fan. And, of course, your Fan mobile app. I will remind you all day. App, 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 app.
The Beave.
Download that app. Yes, sponsored by Beaver Direct. Have it ready and be able to tap when you're sitting at work tomorrow pretending you're doing stuff, but really you're listening to Ben and Joe for the season opener here on the Fan and the Fan mobile app. Our 3 o'clock hour is presented by This Stuff Matters, helping you make the most out of what matters most. To like and subscribe to This Stuff Matters, the podcast, at thisstuffmatters.net. Let's start the 3 o'clock hour by saying hello to Charles.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck Oliver here.
What, we just said that. I introduced
I'm the
you.
Chuck part of Chuck and Chernoff.
Yeah, that's very true, too.
All the kids tune into this program.
I hope so, man. We can't get old.
We are Chuck and Chernoff.
That's right. He's the Chuck and I'm the Chernoff. My first name's Matt. His last name's Oliver. It's very confusing. Got to introduce ourselves to make sure you all know who we are. We are indeed 24 hours away from Braves opening day. Today kind of feels like that time in high school when everybody else was talking about the great party they were going to and you were sitting at home watching wrestling. Anybody else have that experience? Oh, nope. Boy. Nobody had that one. You didn't hear about the party that Kristen was throwing on Friday night and you're like, Hogan's fighting Andre on Friday. It's like, fine, too, if I don't get the invite. But nobody else had that, guys?
No.
Anybody? All right. The point is we'll have to wait while the rest of baseball gets their season openers underway. We do have a bunch of other games today. Now, the Braves, because of their rainout, will have to play 19 games in the next 20 days, which is going to be a little different on the pitching staff. Tomorrow, Strider will still get the ball in the opener against Zach Wheeler. And as I said today, 13 other cities, 26 other fan bases will enjoy opening day. The Braves announced their opening day roster without many surprises. Jesse Chavez did get the final spot in the pen. Adam Duvall, part of the bench. Luis Guillorme, Forrest Wall, and Travis d'Arnaud assuming the backup catcher role. So nothing that you would say wow.
And easy to figure out how they play and how they fit in. And there's not a whole lot of variance in this. I was thinking last year somehow that Ozuna would actually figure into left field sometimes if you wanted Murphy and d'Arnaud. You don't want Ozuna to figure into that. Let him DH. And so you know how it's going to work with Kelnick and Duvall.
You do indeed. Assuming Kelnick gets the start tomorrow against Zach Wheeler, and the rest of the lineup will look about as you would expect since we saw the Braves last. Now, the Braves will play 3 in Philly with Spencer tomorrow. Max will go on Saturday, and then Chris Sale on Sunday. Then the Braves are off to Chicago to play the White Sox Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a day off Thursday, which would set up the home opener here in Atlanta on Friday night. I will be reminding you guys throughout the week. I know you're going to be trying to get your last-minute tickets. Go to the Game Time app. You get $20 off your first purchase when you use the code THEFAN. That's THEFAN, $20 off your first purchase. So make sure you can get in the building for the opener or the weekend with the promo code THEFAN at Game Time. I have a pop quiz for you.
Oh, do that, please.
Now, Domino's not here. He'll have pop quizes for us during 680 game days.
We always fun.
It is a good time. The Braves are efforting to win their 7th straight NL East championship. Do you know the 3 players that are still on the roster that were here the last time the Braves did not win an East Division championship?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
All right, let's go.
Come back to me.
What do you mean come back? It's a pop quiz.
I know what it
you
is.
You were a former educator.
I know.
And a pop quiz would mean I need answers. You can't. I'm not going to execute you if you're wrong. I mean, we'll show you don't know baseball.
No, I don't want to.
Just say somebody.
Just jump out. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Just
what a
go ahead.
Scary.
No.
We're trying to do a thing here.
I'm
we
trying
got audio and a sound. Max Fried.
Yay.
Chuck, on the show sheet, it says pop quiz for Chuck.
Acuna.
No.
Okay, see, that's why I want to do that.
We at least got to play that. Max Fried, Ozzie Albies, and A.J. Minter. The only 3 Braves that were here the last time. The Braves did not end the season by making the postseason and winning the division. Those are the 3 holdovers from 2017.
Boy, I got to get into game shape.
I know. We'll get you there.
This is not midseason form.
Okay. Well, take some deep breaths. I'm going to help you by playing you some of what Alex Anthopoulos had to say with Domino and Cellini. You can hear the Domino and Cellini show 11 to 2 right after the Buck Ballew show, and that comes on right after the Locker Room. I have to identify the shows for you guys. Locker Room 6 to 10 here on The Fan. Now, Alex Anthopoulos, you can hear all the interview in the 680 The Fan mobile app after our show. Here is Alex addressing the old World Series or bust mentality.
We've got a World Series caliber team. We're absolutely shooting for that. And look, I want our players to have that mentality. It reaffirms to me, and I'm going to do everything I can. We get to the trade deadline, and there's an impact player. I'm going to try to go out and get that player for our fans and for our own players.
Look at Alex, like, elbow off the top rope. There's an impact player for our fans. I'm going to go get him.
Hey, Train.
I love it.
He also told us that Jared Kelnick was the only player he wanted to target in the winter meeting.
Why wouldn't you say it? I mean, like,
we got the one guy on the bigs.
Alex went to bed the night the Braves lost to the Phillies, and he was like, my perfect offseason includes Kelnick, Sale, and Guillorme. And then Aaron Bummer.
Check. Oh, Aaron Bummer, by the way. We didn't just want a lefty. He said we wanted this lefty. And so it works.
One of the great Alexisms is, and we were chasing that guy at the last deadline. And it might all be true, but it's one of my favorite Alexisms. It's like the guy who goes, I was talking about that last week. When everybody's on to something, everybody has the one friend who was like, oh, I was on that a week ago. Alex is like, we were on Bummer a year ago. We wanted Pierce Johnson in 2004. Well, you guys, you got him now.
We're the Pierce Johnson OG. We like them more than the Rockies like him.
You think we wanted Chris Sale in 1986. He was born. He was a toddler. We were on Sale. I was making calls to his mom at the deadline. So, yes, he got that stuff done. Here's more from Alex, speaking of Kelnick, on what they were hoping to add with Kelnick.
We didn't acquire Jared to go carry the offense and so on. We're acquiring a young, talented player with at least 5 years of club control who has all the tools in the world, swings from the left side, is a plus defender. And I got to tell you, that was probably the most appealing thing. We wanted good defense in the outfield. We wanted to have a plus outfield all 3 spots if we could. And anything we got offensively was going to be gravy, was going to be upside. It was such a no-brainer move because we're not counting on him. We don't need him to be this guy that carries the offense.
Everything he said is true, but it also sort of reaffirms to those who are like, oh, Kelnick's not going to hit, that Alex is worried about it. I don't know. I mean, they tweaked that swing, and I mentioned this with Ben Ingram when Ben was on with us yesterday. You could see from the beginning of spring to the last week how much they've been toying and doing some different things where his hand placement is, and that will mess with anybody's timing. So it might be throughout April that he doesn't feel comfortable. And at some point in the season, it doesn't matter. And I know I'm going to sound like a broken record. It would be great if Kelnick in the eighth inning in the opener with the Braves down 4-3 comes through. It'd be awesome. The Braves will win the same amount of games with or without Kelnick. I hope Jared is in the right spot in September and October and does some things. They can win 98 or they can win 102 with or without Kelnick.
The position, the spot, the role, it was 20-something bombs. What did Eddie hit last year? Was
21.
It 20, 21? Yeah.
But the weirdness of Eddie, remember, he had a couple of great months and really, he would always have the peaks and valleys. He dipped for a long while in between.
And there were times, shorter times, but when you looked at Eddie, he's like, okay, yeah, this might be the final year. And so it was, I guess it was like a little bit expensive. They decided to move on. His production was, I don't want to just dismiss it. I mean, 21 bombs, that's, that matters. And on a team that hit 305, it's easy to say, well, they don't have to hit 305. I think we understand they're not going to hit 305. And so you can't just look at every spot around the diamond and go, well, it's okay. Like Matt Olson, what was his number last year?
54 homers.
Stupid. Yeah. He doesn't have to hit 54. He could hit 46, and it's a great season. Okay, that's another eight. So it all adds up when we keep saying, oh, he doesn't have to do that. You know, Ronald, he didn't have to steal 73. He can just steal 50. Like, we keep lopping this stuff off very casually.
I get your point, but to get to the same amount of wins, and that ultimately is all that matters, the numbers don't have to equal those gaudy numbers. Like, the Braves had such ridiculous, historically great numbers that they could win the same amount of games or within a handful with Ronald's production dipping in every category by 5% or whatever number you want to pick, and all throughout the line, I bet they could all drop 5% and still win the same amount of games because it was just so historically impressive. Here's one more from Alex on why he brought back Adam Duvall once again.
The big one throughout the offseason, but it just, you know, we weren't lined up to do something, was just that outfield depth. We just always felt we were an outfielder short, and you saw it when Harris went down, but it's the one place I didn't feel as good about our depth. So once we got Adam Duvall back, okay, now we have a guy that can backfill and cover everybody. Ronald goes down, he can play right field. Harris goes down, he can play center field. If Jared goes down, he can play left field.
Gosh, it's like a bro. It's like
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
It's like he listens to this show. Alex is like, I hadn't thought about Duvall until Matt was talking about him. All those positions he can play. It sounded like what's that term, an echo chamber? Pretty clear Alex listens to this show, and he's like, I guess Duvall's out there. Let me go get him. That seems to make a lot of sense.
28-3.
We don't need that, Alex. That's nobody needs that. The rest of that interview is up at the 680 of the Fan mobile app. Check it out. NCAA tourney action back tonight. It is the 16, which is sweet. Tonight you get to four games. Clemson, Arizona at 7:09, not 7:08. You'll get UConn, San Diego State with a very angry Dan Hurley at 7:39. Bama, UNC at 9:39. Now, I wanted to stop on that game. I am curious. How does the Alabama fan, how does this game relate or compare in any way to a football game? It's not a football game. It's not the SEC title or the Auburn game, or it's not a regular season game in Tennessee. How big is this in comparison to some of that stuff?
It's big because you tell yourself it's Alabama basketball, and I love Alabama, and I love all sports, especially men's basketball, and you know, whatever. You say all that stuff. You don't have to say any of that stuff to yourself.
Agreed.
When it's a football game, you feel it in your block. You get up on game day, and you're like, damn it, it's game day. And you know, you look at the clock and you know it's a 3:30 kick, and I'm looking at my watch right now. You know.
I agree everything you said, but if you want to be taken seriously as a dual dominant program, you got to act it. It's what Florida did for a hot minute. Florida was the picture of we dominate football and we dominate. You got to act. And Bama, that's a great home atmosphere, man. That looks as fun when they're playing an SEC home game. I don't know what the travel situation is going to be for the Bama fans, so I'm just, from a curiosity standpoint, they can go win a national championship in basketball. For all the dominance in football, they're right around the corner from being able to pull that off. So they'll play tonight at 9:39. Then Illinois and Iowa State at 10:09. If you want a little NBA counter programming, you'll get the Hawks and Celtics. Hawks off a win over the Blazers last night by 14 at State Farm. This is the funniest box score ever. Not DeJounte Murray scored 30 and had 7 assists. He was awesome. Garrison Matthews scored 21, and something named Dylan Windler scored 11 and was 4-for-6 from the floor.
Don't disrespect the man. Now, I didn't watch. But don't disrespect the man.
I'm not disrespecting him. I told you when they got Windler, things would improve. Why? The first three letters in his name are Win. I said that, and guess what's happened? They've gone on a run.
Okay, now,
you don't think Windler's the key? Huh.
If we were in group right now, we would say, is it Dylan?
Dylan who?
Windler.
Oh, yeah, him. Windler. Yeah, I love that guy.
Dylan.
Love Dylan Windler. All we do is win with him.
How do you feel when Matt speaks so dismissively of you? And then, like, he would.
Hold on. I'm hosting an AM kind of on
something
FM
called,
on an app radio show.
Something called.
Yeah, and he's going, there's a guy named Mark on the radio making fun. Like, no, I'm happy to have Windler. and it's 11 points. How angry are the Celtics? They've been sitting in Atlanta for two nights just in a hotel. They haven't played since Monday night. Eesh. We'll see what happens tonight at State Farm.
Get ready for Chuck and Chernoff's Worst Idea.
All right, we'll take your worst idea answers today at the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. I asked this on social media because I want to save these, but I'm going to do it here as well. I want to know your wildest Braves prediction of 2024. The wilder, the better. These are absurd, ridiculous. No chance they happen unless they do. Like, I've made it pretty obvious how wild I went. I said Acuna hits 427, steals 194 bases. Is that wild enough for you? Top that.
Oh, well, I was going to go something sort of, you know.
No, it's going to be wild.
Nah, I was going to say, like, the next 30-30 is Austin Riley.
Wow, you really put yourself out there. You're nuts.
Cray! I thought that you were talking realistic level, sort of.
I said
of.
The wilder, the better.
But that's wild. It can happen. You said 173, how many?
No, 194 stolen bases.
194 yeah. stolen bases.
Correct. How about this? Ronnie goes 80-80. And the Braves
that's
won.
Not even real.
Braves win 144 games. And they run the table in the playoffs. That's wild. Not Austin goes 30-30.
I didn't understand the level that you were. I thought you were saying.
Derek Thomas is back. DT, what you got?
Yeah, by June, Max Fried will be your everyday DH.
I love
when
it.
When he's not pitching.
See, that's thank you for playing by the rules.
The new Otani.
Yeah, yes. Take advantage of that athleticism.
You're right. Brian Gephardt, Wild Braves prediction 2024.
Tyler Matzik got suspended for 2 months because he just brutally beat somebody up in a fight during a game.
So that's not wild. I think that could happen.
There's like a 2% chance it could.
If Bryce looks at somebody on the Braves wrong again, Tyler could just go off.
Mm-hmm.
Cullen, producer Cullen Madden. Cullen, wild prediction.
Jesse Chavez leads the league in saves.
Jesse's got 41 saves because he's 41 years old. Everybody did well except Oliver.
I didn't understand it first.
Now you have time. You got a better one? How about this one? Kelnick leads the league in homers with 55.
194
Chuck,
steals.
I got one for you.
Huh.
Ian Anderson takes the starting role, pitcher number one on the Braves.
He's game one of the postseason. He's your number
overtakes
one.
Overtakes Strider.
Yep. You guys will send your answers to the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed.
I'm no fun guy. Sometimes.
I can hear your mind is not right today.
No, I didn't understand how. I thought you were after an unrealistic sort of thing, wild, whatever, and you said no.
So the reason I bring that up is we're going to give people a chance to win your dinner in 15 minutes. And they're going to have a chance at meat and such from Arnett's Chop Shop. You got to clear your throat and clear your mind.
How realistic is Austin Riley going 30-30?
It's not the most realistic, but I don't think Ronald having 194
okay,
stolen
Chuck,
bases
that's
is
wild. 30-30
wild.
For
that's,
Riley?
That's wild.
No, but it's the way I said it. Hey, right. The Braves, next 30-30, you thought he's going to say Ozzy. He's going to and he said Austin Riley.
You failed. It's okay.
That was pretty wild.
Your chance to win Chuck's dinner in 15 minutes. Coming up next, the Falcons have faced this nearly identical scenario before. With very mixed results.
They scored 16.
These results, I hope, are going to be different. I'll tell you how next. Happy opening day of Major League Baseball for everybody that's not dumb like Philadelphia. We have to sit and wait 24 more hours, but it'll be worth the wait. Spencer goes out and spins a little two-hitter, strikes out 22. And the Braves win 22-0. That happens tomorrow on The Fan. You'll get it on the Fan mobile app. Make sure you have your app downloaded, ready to tap tomorrow afternoon for the Ford Leadoff Show, 680 Game Day, and then First Pitch with Ben and Joe at 3:05. Chuck and Chernoff are here. That's Chuck. I'm Chernoff. Our voices sound similar. I know you can get them confused. We're with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Following us tonight will be 680 Rewind, giving you the best of the 680 The Fan programming day. And then again, tomorrow morning, wake up at the locker room, 6 a.m. That's when our pregame essentially begins for the opening day festivities. This hour of our show is presented by This Stuff Matters, helping you make the most out of what matters most. Like and subscribe to This Stuff Matters, the podcast at thisstuffmatters.net. We will give you a chance to win Chuck's dinner.
Pass.
Too early, Chuck, too early. We'll do it in 5 minutes. So start lighting up them lines at 404-231-1680. In the meantime, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
We've been here before, you know.
Where's that?
We've been here before where the Falcons, when they have drafted in a certain spot, let's say in the top 10, they've had a decision to make. And they didn't have to choose between family and money. They had to choose between a shiny, fun, bright, offensive weapon or going and getting something on the defensive line. And I got very mixed results to share with you because there is a world where when the Falcons pick at number 8, one of those shiny, bright, sparkly receivers is there. Roma Dunze being there wouldn't be a shock at all.
At least one, probably two will be there.
I don't know about two.
Yeah, Malik Nabers is he's the cheese. And if somebody takes that, good news for the Falcons.
Yeah, I think Malik and potentially Marvin could both be gone, but one of them could be there.
I think Malik will be there. But
do you really? Because the steam on Malik is...
It is. I think steam on Joe Albee more.
Could be, and maybe that's the case. And that even makes it trickier for the Falcons. I'll take you back. Dillu.
That's the harp noise. Matt does the harp thing.
You telling me you built a time machine?
There it is. The streak continues. 2015, the Falcons came up on the board, and we all knew they needed an edge rusher. And there was this mean-looking fast cat named Vic Beasley out of Clemson who was staring at us. But there was also this once-in-a-lifetime generational running back named Todd Gurley who went to Georgia. And half of the Falcon fan base went, well, he went to Georgia, so they won't take him. I remember we argued and went round and round. Do you take Gurley if he's there? Do you take Gurley, Gurley, Gurley? And the Falcons took Vic Beasley. Now, you can argue that maybe it works out better if it's Gurley, but for the one season the Falcons really kind of got everything out of Vic, that was the season he led the league in sacks, and they went to a Super Bowl, and I don't know how it happened. Maybe it was them playing with big leads, or people didn't respect Vic yet. Whatever it was, he had like 15 and a half sacks. But we had that Gurley or Vic Beasley thing go on. Well, then last year, we had Jalen Carter's there because he's got stuff about him off the field, and people are wondering about how intense and into it and in shape he is. But then we got this cat, Bijan. Wow, Bijan's the best offensive piece in the draft. Now, I stand by my word that I still would have taken Jalen over Bijan. I understood what the Falcons were doing. I would have taken Jalen. But they went for the shiny, sparkly offensive piece. You can in some way say they did the same with Kyle Pitts over whatever other player, Micah Parsons or others who went after Kyle a few years ago. But that could happen again here. Like, there's a very strong chance that Terry's BPA thing, best player available, is going to be put to the test, where when the Falcons come up at number 8, if there's a world where Malik Nabers, let's say, is on the board, I feel very confident telling you all that Malik is rated higher on his and most boards than Dallas Turner or Jared Verse or Latu or Terry and Arnold or Quinnen Mitchell. And then Terry's going to have to do one of two things. Look at the public and go, yeah, we had Jared Verse on our board higher than anybody else. Might not be true, but he's going to have to say that because we know they have to address the defense. He's going to be put to a test, and this is tough for best player available type GMs.
You can't have a repeat of 2021. I mentioned this before. I was reading commentary. This was probably about a year ago. There was commentary going into the season, actually. There's already speculation that the 2021 NFL draft is the greatest defensive draft ever.
How'd we do in that one?
That look at all these pass rushers, and the Falcons literally did not get one. It was raving, and it was talking about this team and this team and this team and deeper rounds, and look at all the production and the possibilities for all these guys still to come. And I was like, I haven't seen one word about team in my town.
We got an offensive tackle.
And I went back and looked. I was like,
oh, no, we took a corner.
What is potentially the greatest defensive draft in history? They're looking at it now going, yeah, and the Falcons didn't get a single one of them.
We took a tight end who's not a tight end.
So you can't have a repeat of that. Just because Malik Nabers is there, but the first pass rusher is also still available. This is supposed to be easy.
I know. This should be easy. At some point, if you think you're a playoff caliber team, guess what in the playoffs wins you games? The guy who throws it and the guy who hits the guy who throws it. We need one or two of those options who hit the guy who throws it. And that hasn't been there for a while. So we'll talk. We'll talk more about it as the days and weeks move ahead. All right, everybody take a deep breath. Let's get everybody refocused and centered. Let's give you a chance to win Chuck's dinner.
It's suicide. You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win.
It's time to win Chuck's dinner. Served up by Arnett's Chop Shop, a fresh, modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
Exemplary meal. I would advise you do your best to win the card. It makes it just a wonderful evening. You show up there and you enjoy the steak and the Caesar salad and desserts. So wonderful. First lady orders. And I was like, all right, you know what? I will have one bite of that. It's just a great time. If you want to go upstairs, hang out at the bar, just wonderful for you. Date night, guys, whatever, Arnett's.
Love Arnett's. Go say hi to Michael Arnett and the whole crew there. They do a phenomenal job. Date night, boys' night, atmosphere, menu, it's as good as it gets. Okay, here's the way the game works if you're new. Hello, new listeners. We give you, the contestant, the questions first. You get seven. It's a timed event. If you don't know something, you pass. You come back to it. You're trying to outpoint Chuck. If you end up in a tie, you guys will go to an overtime round, and we'll play it off from there. It's very simple rules. Chuck is going to head to the isolation chamber now.
Well, I wanted to hear the categories.
Oh, that's okay. Your categories today are rain, delay, and show.
Y'all are so creative.
I mean, this show, we will not stop in our efforts to continue to be as creative as anybody. All right, Patrick's our first contestant. He has a chance to win Chuck's dinner on the fan. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you, buddy?
I'm awesome. I wish I had baseball today, but I'll get through it. This game is going to hold me over. I feel good about your chances, Patrick. I hear the confidence in your voice.
All right. Yep, absolutely. Let's do it.
What should you be doing right now instead of being on the phone with us? Is there a job site you're supposed to be at?
I'm doing some sort of work-related activity, but, you know.
That is so like...
Set that to the side like you do most days.
Just work-related activity. That's so good. Okay. Your Honor, the defendant did not answer the question, but we'll go with work-related activity. All right, Patrick, category options are rain, delay, or show.
Let's go with rain.
Rain it is. We'll put 60 seconds on his game clock. Patrick, here's your chance to win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This Rain was the title of a song, album, and movie released by Prince in 1984.
Rain.
That is correct. This Rain film starred Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman. Won
Rain
Best.
Man.
That is correct. Make It Rain was a 2006 hit featuring Lil Wayne and this rapper whose name describes his large physical appearance.
Notorious B.I.G.?
Incorrect. This Rain song was popular in 1982, a 1982 single for the Weather Girls, and was featured in Bridget Jones's Diary.
I'll pass.
Opening day starters, is Patrick Sandoval pitching for the White Sox or the Angels?
The Angels.
That is correct. Spring break, which spot is further south, Panama City or St. Augustine?
St. Augustine.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not? A giant isopod.
In the sea.
That is correct.
All right, Patrick, very good. We'll get Chuck back from the isolation chamber. There was Patrick who, I'll let the audience know again, when I ask you where you're supposed to be and you answer with, I should be doing work-related activity, it makes me think you're on the lam. Like you're on the run. And nobody's supposed to know where you are, but I'm fine, Patrick. You're supposed to be doing work-related activity.
Have a lower extremity injury?
I don't know. I wasn't going to push it. He sounded like he didn't want to say more than that, and that's fine. But it's this weirdness of, like, when we get a teacher on, they're afraid to say what school. I get somebody on who's supposed to be at work. You can mention your job. It's fine. Like, you're not going to get in trouble. The boss, I don't think, will fire you. And if he does, you're going to have an Arnett.
Oh, what school do you teach at? Why?
They always do. A middle school. Anyway. All right, Chuck, again, your category this time around is rain. Category is rain. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath. I like when you're off mic for it. You want to just one more?
Just trying to be courteous.
Damn.
Okay, very good. All right, let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This Rain was the title of a song, album, and movie released by Prince in 1984.
Purple.
That is correct. This Rain film starred Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman and won Best Picture. That is correct. Make It Rain was a 2006 hit featuring Lil Wayne and this rapper whose name describes his large physical appearance.
Big Boy.
That is incorrect. This Rain song was popular 1982 single for the Weather Girls and was featured in Bridget Jones's Diary.
Raining Men.
That is correct. Opening day starters, is Patrick Sandoval pitching for the White Sox or the Angels?
That Angels.
Wait, what?
Ooh, that's tough.
You asked, is he pitching for the White Sox
and
or Angels?
Yes.
And the answer is yes.
Spring break, which spot is further south, Panama City or St. Augustine?
St. Augustine.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not? A giant isopod.
No.
That is incorrect.
All right, I lost
six.
Did he? I'm so confused.
Definitely got six.
You got,
I got six?
Okay.
Four or five would be the...
What?
I'm a little taken back because there was the yes question. DT, what did you have him for?
It's either four or five.
I think he got five at least, I think.
Tell me what you think I missed.
Well, you missed Big Pun.
Big Joe.
Oh,
Fat
okay,
Joe.
I missed
Fat
that
Joe.
One.
I'm sorry, Fat Joe.
Fat Joe. Big Pun. Heavy D.
You missed the last one.
So we missed the last one. And so that's five.
That's five. I got five.
What are we doing with the Sandoval yes answer?
What about Larry?
Who?
What about Steve?
Patrick.
Patrick.
Big Patrick.
Big Pat.
Big Pat got five.
He said yes to White Sox. He got it wrong.
I agree. I agree with you, Brian.
No!
You win!
The judges have spoken! You lose!
You win!
Is he pitching? Oh, well, you know
you
what?
You were trying to be a funny guy.
Who was that, Patrick?
That was Patrick. Don't be a wise guy in your own game.
You know what, Patrick? You don't win the card that way.
Patrick, congratulations. You're going to Arnett's Chop Shop.
You win!
Chuck's name. It'll get you
how good the steak will taste.
Get you some onion rings on the table for you. Congratulations. David is he's very upset. David's our next contestant with a chance to win Chuck's dinner on the Fan. David, he's totally off his game today. This is a good opportunity. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, David. Where are you supposed to be right now instead of on the phone with us?
I'm actually working, so I'm just on the phone.
Just working.
I work for a fence company.
A fence company?
Yes.
I could use a quote. Get his number after. I've been holding on to that fence. Hold on. When we're done, David, I need to talk to you. All right, David, your category options here are delay or show?
Show.
Show it is. Let's put 60 seconds on David's game clock. We'll see if you can win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This game show was originally hosted by Jeff Foxworthy and first aired in 2007.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
That is correct. This Broadway show is one of the longest running in history and is named after an animal.
Cats.
That is correct. The National Dog Show airs on this three-letter network every November.
Pass.
The Late Late Show was hosted by this chubby, annoying British guy from 2015 to 2023.
Oh, pass.
Opening day starters, is Brian Bayo pitching for the Blue Jays or the Red Sox?
Blue Jays.
That's incorrect. Spring break, which spot is further south, St. George Island or Daytona Beach?
Daytona Beach.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not? Grenadiers.
Not.
That's incorrect. The National Dog Show airs on which three-letter network every November?
Oh, all right. Hold on 1 second, David, as we get Chuck back for the isolation chamber. We did find out a little bit more about David. It started very generically. He works on the phone. Then when pressing him, we found that he works at a fencing company, which I might be able to use him. So this game show could be helpful to a lot of different
people.
I'm
glad you're making a friend. I mean, I'm a little let down by the proceeding so far, got to be honest.
Well,
hadn't really gone Chuck's way so far.
You need to pick up the pace. And, again, don't be
bring
a
Bring it back around to the kid.
Don't be a Weisenheimer. Answer the questions, and maybe you'll have a better chance. First, I need you to take a deep breath. Getting very E.T.-like. Your category this time around, Chuck, is show. Show. Let's put 60 seconds on this game clock. We'll see if Chuck can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This game show was originally hosted by Jeff Foxworthy and first aired in 2007.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
That is correct. This Broadway show is one of the longest running in history and is named after an animal.
Cats.
That is correct. The National Dog Show airs on this three-letter network every November.
Oh, hell. It's the Westminster thing. It's on that, pass!
The Late Late Show was hosted by this chubby, annoying British guy from 2015 till 2023.
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Opening day starters, is Brian Bayo pitching for the Blue Jays or the Red Sox?
Blue Jays.
That's incorrect. Spring break, which spot is further south, St. George Island or Daytona Beach?
Daytona Beach.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not? Grenadiers.
No.
Incorrect. The National Dog Show airs on what three-letter network every November? You could have just picked one.
Is that USA?
No, it's NBC. But
okay. It used to be USA.
USA is affiliated with NBC.
Okay, and the other one was James Corden, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
All right, let's
Brian
talk about
pitches for the Red Sox.
Let's talk about what just happened. Okay. You got three. That's rough.
Who do I compete against?
That was David.
How did David do?
David Fencing Company is going to come out and take care of Mets Fence. David, well, he didn't do so great either. He got three. I don't know what happened. Overtime.
The score tied, and at the end of regulation, we'll go into overtime.
He should be penalized.
Overtime rules in the playoffs.
He works on the phone.
Well, a fencing guy. Great fencing guy. David's Fencing Company. We love him. This is like an NBA game in the 90s when it was 72-72 going to overtime. So now DT will offer the same question to Chuck that he's going to offer to David. Chuck is stepping out. And then, David, here is your question. Whoever's closest is going to get the Arnett's Chop Shop gift card.
All right, David. We're talking about shows. What was the average length of a movie in the United States and Canada in 2023?
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay. All right. Hold on one sec. Let's get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. He'll be offered the same question that David was just offered. Whoever's closest gets the Arnett's gift card. DT, fire away.
This is borderline not fair, I'm
saying.
I got thrown by the order of the questions, okay. And I think y'all do that on purpose.
Right, I'm sorry. Well, listen, here's your chance to save your you-know-what.
All right, Chuck, tiebreaker. What was the average length of a movie in the United States and Canada in 2023?
Hour 33 minutes.
Actual retail price?
2 hours, 23 minutes.
Is that true?
You win!
That is correct.
Those are long movies.
I win?
No, David wins.
You win!
He said 2 hours,
he
20
missed
minutes.
About 3 minutes.
Yeah, he was right on it, dude. Are you okay? It happens. Everybody has a bad day.
I think it's your hand. It's
okay.
Messing with you.
So we get into overtime, and all of a sudden, David gets on a heater.
I guess so.
Listen, gets 3 out of 7, and
right?
Then he gets within, like, one of the actual answer.
Are you saying some chicaneries at work here? Uh-oh, look at, he's doubting the veracity of our game.
Fine, okay. Whatever, give David a gift.
David gets a gift card to Arnett's. We're 2 for 2, and our he is not happy. Our final contestant, Doug, joins Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Hi, Doug.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're awesome, Doug. What are you supposed to be doing right now?
Well, I'm a professional dog walker, but the pollen's a little too much out there.
Yeah, the pollen's already back. So the professional dog walker, like there's a website and whatever, and I reach out to you and you come walk my dog, what, 5 days a week or twice a day? How does that work?
Yes, exactly.
Good, I hit it. I nailed it. See that? I can work in marketing. All right, Doug, your category here is delay. Delay. Okay?
Ready.
Awesome. Let's put 60 seconds on your game clock, Doug. Here's your chance to win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
Super Bowl 47 was delayed when the lights went out for the Ravens and 49ers in this city.
San Francisco.
Incorrect. Baseball was delayed by the longest work stoppage in MLB history during this year.
1993.
It's incorrect. This delay leads to a 5-yard penalty and is sometimes done on purpose.
Offside.
It's incorrect. While not technically delayed, we need to dump that. This sporting event will take place in Atlanta in 2025 after being taken from the city in 2021.
Oh, the All-Star Game.
That is correct. Opening day starters. Is Kyle Freeland pitching for the Rockies or the Diamondbacks?
Rockies.
That is correct. Spring break. Which spot is further south? Cumberland Island or Santa Rosa Beach?
Santa Rosa Beach.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not? Barbarossa.
All right. Hold on 1 second there, Doug, who is a professional dog walker. He'll walk your dog twice a day. He'll do it every day of the week. He's got it all covered. You got a dog, he'll walk that bee. That's actually the slogan.
Glad everybody's in a good mood. Everybody having a good time.
Hi, Chuck.
What's up?
How are you?
Fine.
Just one-word answers. You know when your wife does that, when you're like, how was your day?
Fine.
All right. What are you feeling like for dinner? Nothing. That's what we're getting right now from you, one-word answers.
Ask some questions. Come on.
Your category here is delay. Okay? Delay. Take a deep breath. You know he didn't get it all. Figured. 60 seconds goes on your game clock. We'll see if you can keep your dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
Super Bowl 47 was delayed when the lights went out for the Ravens and 49ers in this city.
New Orleans.
That is correct. Baseball was delayed by the longest work stoppage in MLB history during this year.
1995?
Incorrect. This delay.
Oh, 94 into 95. It became the longest one in 95.
We'll have to talk to the judges. I didn't write it. This delay leads to a 5-yard penalty and is sometimes done on purpose.
A delay of game?
That is correct. While not technically delayed, this sporting event will take place in Atlanta in 2025 after being taken from
the MLB All-Star Game?
That is correct. Opening day starters, is Kyle Freeland pitching for the Rockies or the Diamondbacks?
Rockies.
That is correct. Spring break, which spot is further south, Cumberland Island or Santa Rosa Beach?
Cumberland Island.
That is incorrect.
Does it
reside in the sea or not?
Yes.
Barbarossa, that is incorrect.
Damn it. I thought I was out of time.
All right, a couple of things. What is a Barbarossa? Does anybody know?
Barbarossa. They were just obscure things that Gev Hart was looking up on.
I thought that was a California burrito that I used to go get. Now, the question about the strike or the delay or the work stoppage.
Correct.
Are we saying all 94 because it was longer in the 94 and it started late in 95, or is that all connected? See, that's what we have to figure out.
We'll give it to him.
Okay, very good. See, look at you. Look, you stated your case. You got
sympathy,
it.
Sympathy, Give.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
I won, didn't I?
You got five.
And, I didn't get six?
I had five.
I thought it might have been seven, but I was going to go with six.
You missed the Santa Rosa Beach.
Okay, that would be six.
You missed the Barbarito.
Okay, that would be five.
So you got five, and Doug got three.
You can't win!
So look, you saved your bacon, or in this case, your meat.
I don't know.
Smattering of applause.
I beat the last guy. I have the same answers as the first and second guy, and suddenly I'm like lucky to get out with a card.
You did. You. That's a good way to say it. You're lucky to get out with a card.
Correct.
Everybody has an off day where you're off. You scattered nine hits. You gave
How
up five
am I
runs.
Off when I had the same right answers they did?
I don't know. I don't know why you're yelling. It's fine. Listen, you're doing great. You live with us. You're doing a great job. We love you, and we're gonna do it again next week. So it's all fine. Play his music. Thank you, Michael Arnett. It's a lot of tension right now.
I can accept people getting the cards, but when you say, Chuck, you could have performed better. I'm the same.
You lost 2 of 3.
The same.
You sit in that chair and criticize athletes and teams when they lose 2 of 3. You don't give them credit for performing the same. You lost 2 of 3. What do you want me to do? Now I'm yelling. I don't know why I'm yelling.
My record's my record.
It's supposed to be fun. I mean, jeez. All right. Coming up next, the career numbers of this MLB fan favorite are staggering. And they also lead to a very difficult question that we'll try to answer next.
You win!
But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Chuck and Chernoff are on the Fan. That means we're on FM at 93.7. We are still on AM. We're doing it another day. And the good news, it's sunny out, so the signal's probably booming. 680 AM, and of course, at the 680 The Fan mobile app, which is awesome to hear our show or to hear the Locker Room 6 to 10, the Buck Ballou Show 10 to 11, the Cellini Domino Show 11 to 2, and then all your Braves baseball, which again, tomorrow, 3:05 first pitch, 4 leadoff show get you started, 680 game day get you going, and you're going to have it all on the Fan app. Other big news around the Braves, the inaugural Braves Golf Classic is coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club Championship Course on May 6th. It all benefits the Atlanta Braves Foundation. This is a four-person scramble format that will feature on-course contests, prizes for the winning teams, a unique gift for every golfer. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, some post-round awards, food, cocktails, plus you'll see some of your favorite Braves legends along the way. Foursomes and sponsorship packages are available now. To purchase your sponsor package or foursome, please email bravesfoundation@braves.com. So the career numbers of a MLB fan favorite are staggering, but they lead to a very difficult question. What is it?
They do. Bob Uecker. He is a fan favorite in his career numbers on the field, not so much, but as a broadcaster. Bob Uecker is 90. Bob Uecker tomorrow will begin his 54th season calling Milwaukee Brewer games. For me, the tough question is why? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? What is the goal of the point of putting a 90-year-old man behind the mic? Now, if he insists he's healthy and wants to call the games and it's all he knows, et cetera, someone needs to step up and act on his behalf. Mm-hmm. If it's the team or a family member or the fan base insisting one more season, all y'all hush up, okay? I need to know what we're doing here because this really seems exploitative to an elder. And I'm going to tell you what, I have seen this plenty of times. A Hall of Famer, mid to late 80s, grandson or agent or handler or representative from the card company is helping him hold the blue Sharpie so he could sign autographs. I've seen this happen. Bob Uecker is a name, man. And speaking of the 50s, he signed with the Milwaukee Braves in 1956.
Bob Uecker.
Wow. He's 90. No matter if it's him or his kids or like, Willie Nelson, he was like, why is he out there? He's 86. I owe the IRS. Willie, do your thing. This almost seems voyeuristic at this point that he's this name that we knew. He had a hit TV show in 1985, people.
Oh, Mr. Belvedere Rock. Do not sleep on the reruns if you find him streaming.
When Matt was like a fifth grader.
I was eight when that show came. It was great. great TV. Friday night ABC.
He calls awesome. A major league opener tomorrow.
Yeah.
So just saying.
So what this is Lee Corso a little bit. This is what we saw with Keith Jackson. And the problem, and here's where this has changed. 80-year-old Vin Scully or whomever back in the day, I don't know who, we didn't have platforms to share the cruelty. And that's the difference. This is nothing new to have an 80-year-old in the booth. I mean, you have to rip these jobs out of these people's hands. But now when they're on the air, go watch Game Day and then go to Twitter and see what the Lee Corso dialogue is. I'm sure it happens with Bob. I haven't heard Bob Uecker in a minute, so I don't know if he still calls a good game or not. But it's hard to believe at 90, you can see well.
Somebody step up.
This happens with John Sterling doing Yankee games.
He gets hammered. Somebody, either him or the family or the rep or the team, somebody step up.
I don't know what you do because you're like, I don't want to push the legend out because look at what Bama had to deal with Eli Gold. Like, how do you handle this where you make him believe it's his idea or we're going to tell you this is your last year, but we need you to go along with it so we can sell it to everybody that you're going to ride off into the sunset. I mean, this sounds awful and morbid. 90-year-olds could like have their head on the desk mid-game.
Yep.
That's awful, right? And you're talking about Bob Uecker. This is one of the, like...
Uecker.
Bob Uecker?
I heard it that way. Are you sure, was it?
It's Uecker.
Okay.
Bob Uecker?
Whatever. Tomato, tomato. But I just know this, that's one of the great personalities. He would go on the Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
A play-by-play guy for the Brewers would go on the Tonight Show before he was doing network TV and just be entertaining.
And in 1975, man, I'm telling you, you look at Johnny Carson, Bob Uecker, 1975, and you'll see some plaid pants and funny routines.
It was great. He was a great guest, though.
Absolutely was.
I know.
When
you're not wrong.
I was a second grader.
I know. You're not wrong, but I don't know how you rip these jobs out of these people's hands. Because, again, you've got to make it seem like you didn't push the old man out. Speaking of Carson, that's what happened with NBC. There was all this upset that they pushed him out to get Leno the job, and they never heard on the end of it.
Bob Uecker started doing the Milwaukee Brewers games in 1971. Okay?
Yep. You're not wrong. We've had some of that with our announcement with Larry at the end. Larry couldn't see, right? That's part of the deal. All right, coming up, Big Ben mentioned the Braves' big plans could change in the end. Which actually makes perfect sense to me.
What in the f*** you're talking about?
We'll find out next.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY. And there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required. And they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.